Good morning. It's great to see everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Welcome to our service this morning. I'll just let you know where we're headed over the next few weeks. In 2 weeks, we're going to be starting our Christmas series. It'll be a three-week series leading up right up to Christmas and titled Promise Kept. So we'll be talking about what Christmas means in terms of the promise that God kept. Not just to Abraham, not just to Israel, but ultimately to the world, and then ultimately to us. So don't miss that. We'll be starting that in 3 weeks. And then I hope you'll be here if you're in town and have family in town or friends for our Christmas Eve service. We have two services, 5:30 and 7 o'clock. So make sure you join us for both of those, one of those services on Christmas Eve if you are in town. But this morning, welcome to Open Mic Service. This is a tradition that we started, I think, about 7 years ago on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And what we do is we just give you a chance to share what you're thankful for and specifically what you're thankful for and maybe how you've seen God work in your life over the last 12 months or so this year. So it's a little bit different service than what we normally do. And it really started, I was just thinking back to when we started this, it really started kind of as an experiment. In fact, when I told some of our staff years ago that we were going to do this, they got really nervous, right? And I can't remember who it was, but somebody said, you know, what if it gets awkward? Or what if somebody says something really weird? And that has happened along the way. But that's okay. And here's why it's okay. Because today, I think, is important. And what we're doing is important. And here's why. Because when you muster up the courage to get out of your seat and walk up to one of the microphones that we have down on the floor, and you share part of your story, you have no idea what connection you might make with someone else. It may be that you're going through something or you've been going through something that's just really, really difficult, and you've seen God work in your life in some way or through someone else or something like that. And there may be somebody here today, or there may be somebody listening online a little bit later, and maybe they're going through the exact same thing, or maybe they've been through that. And so you have no idea how that can encourage them. And so what we're really doing here is we're really giving testimonies this morning to God's goodness, to God's love, to His faithfulness, and to His grace to us. So what I want to do is I want to take just a couple of minutes just to kind of set the stage for us. And as I do that, you be thinking about what you might want to share with us this morning if you feel God's leading you to share something. I want to read to you a passage that I always come back to at this time of year. It's in 1 Thessalonians. The Apostle Paul wrote it, and here's what he says. He says, "Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." And so Paul starts out by saying, always be joyful. And he doesn't say always feel good, does he? And he doesn't say, you know, be joyful when your circumstances warrant it. I think what Paul is saying to us is there's a choice that you and I can make as followers of Jesus to always live in joy. And he's not talking about faking it. He's not talking about, you know, putting on a smile and pretending that everything's okay. He's saying that if you and I are followers of Jesus, that we have every reason in the world to be joyful. And that joy, it's not based on our circumstances. It's based on having a relationship with a God that loved us so much that He was willing to forgive us and give us a new start, and to put us on a new path. And every day, Paul says, every day you and I can have a relationship with God based solely on what He's done for us. And there's not an economy in the world, there's not a political system, there's not a relationship, so there's not anything or anyone that can take any of that away from us. And so he says, we have reason to be joyful because we have a relationship with the Creator of the universe. And no matter what happens this side of heaven, he says, we have reason to live in joy. And then Paul says, always be joyful and never stop praying. And then he says this, and this is really why we're here today. He says, be thankful in all circumstances. Now, that's a tough one, isn't it? Because not all circumstances generate thankfulness, do they? But what I think Paul is saying is that in the midst of what is going on with us, that we can choose to be thankful to God. And here's why we can be thankful, because of this, that there's not a single circumstance There's not a single circumstance that will ever come your way that God isn't fully aware of and fully capable of either changing the circumstances or changing you to meet them and to meet them with faith and with grace. And for some of us, maybe that's why you came here this morning, was you just needed to hear that word right there. That even if the worst happens, that I can be thankful because God is still in control. And He loves us, and He will not allow anything to come into our lives that He is not fully aware of and hasn't already made a way for you and I to handle it and to handle it well in faith. And Paul says that we can live a life that's not based on our circumstance. It's not dependent on things always going our way. Paul says we can live a life of joy and connectedness to God. So this morning, when you choose thankfulness over circumstances, when you're able, like I said, to kind of muster up the courage to walk up to a mic and to share that with the rest of us, not only are you recognizing God in your life and elevating His reputation, but you encourage the rest of us as we hear your story. And the reality is, a lot of us are really struggling with a bunch of stuff, right? I mean, we walk into this building every Sunday and we put on a smile and we kind of act like everything is okay, but that doesn't mean that we're not dealing with things that are really, really hard. And for you to be able to share what you're thankful for and how you've seen God work in your life, it really could help someone else through whatever it is they're going through or whatever they're dealing with. So a couple of instructions before we just open up the floor and do this. A couple of kind of ground rules. The first is, if you have something you'd like to share, if you could just make your way to one of the microphones on the stand down front, and you don't have to do anything to the microphone. If it's not right in front of your face and all that, don't worry. Our techs will adjust it and we'll pick you up. But it really is important for you to walk up to a microphone, and here's why. First, we can't hear you if you don't. And you might think you have a great projecting voice and all that, but the acoustics in this room just swallow it up. And so we really want to be able to hear what you're saying. The other thing is, we're recording this. And so we'll be uploading it online like we do all of our Sunday messages. And there are people who are out of town, who are traveling, some people who live in other parts of the world, who tune in and listen to the messages from week to week. So we really want them to be able to hear that. And if you can't get to a microphone, if you just kind of raise your hand and wave at me, I will have somebody bring one of the microphones to you, okay? Something else to keep in mind is, and I always say this every year, do your best to be positive, right? And what I mean by that is, if you're going to mention someone else, try to put them in as positive light as you can, right? And don't say, you know, I'm really thankful that my kids weren't such brats this year, right? Or I'm really thankful that my mom and dad finally stopped embarrassing me in front of my friends. There's probably a better way that you can say that, right? So we don't want to put anybody in a bad light. So just make sure you don't put an individual in a bad light or another group, right? I mean, this is not a political forum. We don't want to bash or put down anybody. This is our chance to honor God. So think of it this way, that you're not the audience this morning, that there's just one audience, and that audience is our God, our Creator, and our King. And so you and I, we get to participate in honoring Him this morning. And then keep in mind that we want everybody to have an opportunity to share. So just keep it somewhat brief, you know, a couple of minutes at most. And then the last thing is just maybe tell us your first name, because we don't know everybody and we'd love to connect a name with the face around here. So just let us know who you are as you begin to share. So let me go to God in prayer this morning. And as I do that, you be thinking about what you might want to share and just be prepared to walk up to one of the mics. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And God, thank you for Paul's words that we can be thankful in all things, even when things don't warrant thankfulness, because of your presence in our life, because of what you've done in our lives, and for the way that you've made a way for us to get through even the difficulties in life. And so we thank you for that. And God, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for the people who are going to share this morning with us, and I just pray that it would encourage the rest of us as we hear parts of their stories and what you're doing in their lives and the thankfulness that they have. And then, God, for those of us who are just too nervous to walk up to a mic, I pray that at some point we would just take the time to share that thankfulness with someone that we know and trust, maybe a small group, maybe a close friend or a family member. But help us all to truly pause for just a minute or two and just to really think about what you've done in our lives and in the lives of our families over the last few years. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. So I will open it up to you. If you want to make your way to one of the mics or wave at me, and we will bring one to you. And we'll start with Charlene.
Hi, I'm Charlene. I thank God every day for the 85 years that he's given me almost perfect health. And then in July, I got hit with a knee and hip thing. So keep me in your prayers. It's helping, and I'll get there, but it's a struggle. So thank you.
Thank you, Charlene. Who else wants to share this morning? Kathy.
I'm Kathy, and this year's been one of those years for us. This time last year, my dad was in the hospital. He had a stroke. He's doing better, but it's been a rough year helping him and my mom adapt to having had a stroke. My son moved across the country. He didn't want me to drive with him, and with God's grace, I let him go on his own, and he made it safe and sound to Colorado, which he is absolutely loving. Don't think he'll ever move back to this area. I'm a special ed teacher in middle school, so those words in and of themselves strike fear in the heart of a lot of people, strike fear in my heart every single day, but I feel like God has put me in this place, which I never would have imagined, and allows me to touch the lives of kids every day, and I'm so thankful for that. And I really appreciate the idea that God doesn't always change our circumstances, but he always provides the grace to help us get through, to help us grow and learn and model for other people how to get through some of these rougher times. And I'm just so thankful to be here, to have my family, to have wonderful friends. I'm thankful for this church and the support that I always feel from them. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'm Naomi. And if I didn't stand up and say that I'm a child of God, I would be disallowed not claiming him. I just want to say that you're never too old to learn, and study your Bible. Take time to, after you read, to listen. Don't rush away, because if you were in conversation with somebody else, they always answer you back, and he will answer.
Amen. Thank you, Naomi. Naomi, how old are you?
96.
I think you're our oldest member.
Probably.
Yep. Amen. And Naomi drives herself to church every morning, too. She's still going strong. Thank you, Naomi. Who else wants to share this morning? I guess Dave does.
I guess I want to share. I was just looking at a verse that that was prompted by David's discussion, and it's 2 Timothy 1:12, I guess. It says, "For this is the reason I also suffer for these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have entrusted to him to that day." Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and I'm grateful for a lot of things, but I'll try not to take up too much time. First, I'm grateful that George R. R. Martin still lives, and we're all going to pray that he can finish his series before he dies. Okay. I'm not even kidding. I'm really thankful. Second, I'm thankful that we got Lex and Jessica right in time for my kid to hit youth group. So good job, good timing. I'm also grateful. Yesterday, my husband and I, my kids were at my parents' house, which I'm also grateful for, that they sometimes go away. But my husband and I were hanging out and just like sitting on the couch watching anime, you know, as you do when your kids are gone. And it was really just a nice time. And I just had this feeling like we're in a really good spot. Everything's just feels great. And I'm so thankful for that. But we've had a couple of messy years that we're coming off of with the job stuff and relationship stuff and struggles with kids in school. And I'm thankful that I know that no matter what happens, that we'll be able to see it through, because I know that now is great, but eventually, as my old boss would say, the fertilizer will hit the ventilation system, and then, you know, we'll have to get through another hard time, but I know that we'll be able to, you know, we have a lot of support in God, and so that's great.
Thanks, Melissa.
I'm Joe, and I just want to say I'm thankful for my church family here. When I grew up down in Georgia, my great-grandmother had 17 boys and girls, so I had a lot of cousins, uncles, and aunts, and second, third cousins, and on, and so I got used growing up to having an expanded church family, and I'm glad that I got this family here in Northern Virginia, this church family right here that supports me and tolerates me and sometimes gets a blessing on rare occasion, but mostly the blessings come inward to me. And I'm also very specially thankful for my small group, again, who gave me a lot of grace and an opportunity to grow. And also, whoever directed the author, Bob Goff, to our small group, I'm thankful for them, too, because it's been a delightful series. We've been studying our small group. And again, thanks again for the church.
Thanks, Joe. Who else?
Well, I'm Susan, and I think I know most of you, and most of you know me, but I'm an old-timer here, and I've grown up in this church from the time it met in the school, so we've done a lot of life together, and I just wanted to say thank you for, and I'm going to try not to cry, thank you for walking with me through the really happy times, weddings, births of children, and helping me raise them, and thank you for being there in the difficult times, too. We're coming up on a season, actually, we're in a season where it's hard. And so I appreciate your prayers, and I appreciate your love. Thanks.
Thanks, Susan.
I'm Rachel, and I just want to thank God for such a wonderful church and pastor. I mean, it means the world to me, and I know to my husband, Dave. We really appreciate all he does. And I thank God also for helping us through difficult times when it seemed like there was no solution to a difficult problem. And he always came through. I'm so glad, and I love the Lord.
Thanks, Rachel.
Good morning. My name's Donna. I just wanted to thank the church for accepting our very imperfect family. We love the opportunity to volunteer. We missed OCC this year, being in the church, but it gave us an opportunity to buy a lot of chew boxes and fill them up with wonderful gifts for children who don't get anything. And we're doing the Feed My Starving Children, which we're real excited about in February, and my daughter's volunteering in the babies. So we love all those opportunities. Thank you.
Thanks, Donna. Anyone else?
Okay. Good morning. I'm Marcia, other half of David, if you don't know me. This year has probably been my worst year in my life. My mom was diagnosed with brain cancer just after Christmas and passed away in July. So I felt over the year that there wasn't a lot to be thankful for, but through various circumstances, and I realized that God has taken care of me through this year. My mom, I'm an only child, so very close to my parents. They live in Maryland. So it's been coming to church, has been coming in the sanctuary, has been a real struggle. At least when my mom was going through everything, it was very hard because I would just come into church and cry. Like, God, why aren't you healing my mom? But it's been, I'm doing better. Made it through Thanksgiving. But I'm just really thankful for the ways that my church really supported our family. And I'm thankful for a husband that loves my parents as much as I do. But my church has been a great support. I mean, people brought us food. People came to visit. And my parents' church was amazing. They really took care of them when my mom was sick and just couldn't eat or couldn't cook. Sometimes she couldn't eat. but it's really wonderful to see support of the church. And not only that, my coworkers are amazing. I'm so thankful to work with coworkers that are just like family sometimes, and they were really there when I needed to cry or talk or just leave me alone or whatever. So, you know, I do have a lot to be thankful for, even though it's been hard.
Thanks, Marcia. Anybody else?
Good morning. I'm Virgil Laborde. This is my church. This is our church family. I love all of you. You're very a blessing to me. I try to help as much as possible. I know I mess up a lot, but that's what we do. Anyway, I'm so grateful for everybody here. This is a wonderful church. I can't remember how many years I've been here, but it's been a long time, and it's a pleasure to be here. And God is great. As David mentioned, not everybody know, I have retired from working. At least I think I have. But anyway, I'm here for you, and God bless you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Virgil. Now, I always like to recognize particularly people who work behind the scenes, and Virgil's one of those. Virgil's the first person here every Sunday morning. He beats me here. He beats staff here. He's the one here getting everything opened up and making sure everything is warm and coffee starts going. So thank you, Virgil, for that. Who else wants to share this morning?
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm thankful, first of all, that God brought Michelle into my life and that he continues to give her patience. I'm thankful for my son, John, and daughter, Phoebe. And I'm thankful as we look around at the world that we see today, everything seems so messed up so much of the time. And I'm thankful that we can have assurance that God continues to work his purposes in this world, even when the internet or the newspaper looks like no one's in control. We know that he's in control, and that one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Hi, I'm Carolyn, and I'm thankful for lots of things, but one of the things I was thinking about this church, and one of the reasons I love this church, is that it is a multi-generational church. We have all ages here. We've been here a long time. I think we came in 1980. We've gotten older, but I don't usually say that. We've matured here. And the thing I really love is that there's always a place for you to serve, no matter how old you are. I love seeing our youth serve in children's ministry. I've been able to serve with the youth, I just love that no matter how old you are, our church respects you and gives you a place to serve. The other side of that is that I love that there are younger people stepping up to take leadership roles when I'm getting tired of doing what I'm doing. And so that's a great blessing, and I think we should continue. I hope we continue to just love people no matter how old they are or how young they are.
Hi, my name is Millie Scrimger. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for this church and definitely Pastor David, who has been there for me for a lot of things. He was there when my father passed away. He married my husband and I, and I dedicated my daughter, Leonora, to this church. I am very thankful for family. This past Thanksgiving, my aunt passed away on Thanksgiving, and although it was a hard first half of the day, I think there were probably about 20 or 25 of us at the hospital, all crowded around her bed, and we said prayers together, and we each went up to her and told her how thankful we were for her and all of the things that she did for us in our lives. And that was great to hear that and to hear how many people she affected. and also to see family that I haven't seen in 15, 20 years. And it ended up, my cousin lived 3 miles from the hospital, and her husband's side of the family ended up bringing Thanksgiving dinner over to her house. So all of us gathered after my aunt passed away at her house for Thanksgiving dinner. So it, even though, as Pastor David said, you know, you have to be thankful in all circumstances, because even though it was a tragic first half of the day, it ended up being a good Thanksgiving because the entire family was there and we were able to celebrate Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, it's Brenda.
Hi, I'm Brenda. First, I am very thankful for this church family. I've raised both of my children here, and in this day and time and social media, I think it's really hard to raise Christian children, and I think you need to be involved in a church, in a church group, and I think that's very important, and I don't feel like I could have raised them in Christ by myself. I really feel that this church and I did that together, so I'm very thankful for the church. I also just want, personally, I'm very thankful. If you know me, you know I've had a lot of surgeries, but I recover very quickly and kind of recover off the charts, my doctors tell me. And so I'm very thankful that God helps me recover so quickly. So I'm just thankful for everything, and you guys too.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm thankful for many things, my family, our health. I'm thankful for my small group. I like to try to remember to say this every year because I don't know what I'd do without our small group. And Elise leads us, and I don't think she's here, but just she's so wonderful. She's vulnerable, and that helps us all be vulnerable and get closer. And the one thing that's been on my heart to share today was, you know, one of the things I've learned over the years is I believe my godly gift is the gift of encouragement. So I was reading my devotion, and it was about Barnabas, and like David told us, that means the encourager, right? So I thought, I need to share this, you know, that I feel like I'm in the right place to learn what my godly gifts are and share that with everybody, but hope that you all keep me accountable for that too. And I don't think I'll be leading Paul to the Christian community, but, you know, I certainly hope to continue to grow on this journey with you all. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Pam Paroline. I've been coming here, I was thinking last night, how long have I been coming here? I would say about 6 years. And I hope you afford me some grace, Pastor Dave, because I have a little bit of a story, but I think it's important that you hear everything about this. And this is actually a group, not a group, but a duo event. So I need Cindy to come over here with me because she's part of this story. And it's how God worked in my life, but then worked on a larger scale. And what your message was last week, Pastor Dave, was why doesn't God do something about that? 3 years ago, I was asking myself this question pretty much every day. 3 years ago, I was released from my employment after 10 and a half years working for a national nonprofit here in Northern Virginia. The president retired, and they put a new president in place who cleaned house. She got rid of all the top management. So for the first time in over a decade, I was on the unemployment line. And what I found out really quickly was that that marketplace has changed tremendously, what employers are looking for, what they value, and how to get back into the employment world. So I was quickly thrust into many networking groups, coffee meetings, boot camps for unemployed people. I went to all of it. I participated in all of it because I heard over and over again, it was extremely important to network, network, network. And I was networking out the yin-yang, trust me. But there's some great, just for any of you that may be unemployed, there are some churches in the area that offer great classes and courses and seminars on how to do your elevator pitch, get your resume in order, how to present yourself in this new marketplace for employers. So I went and I did all this stuff, and I was coming to the church, and I swear every week Pastor Dave spoke a message to me. It was for me, to me, every week for 14 months. That's how long I was unemployed. One Sunday I came, and Carolyn Inman approached me, and she said, "Hey, Pam, we'd like you to lead a small group." Lead a small group, okay. I'm tired of talking to people. I talk to them all week, network, network, network. How can you say, "No, I'm too busy," when you have no job, right? Doesn't work. Okay, sure, Carolyn. Well, you're going to be co-leading it with Pat. Oh, okay, well, that takes some of the pressure off. That's good. And I want to introduce you to two people that are going to be coming to your group, Cindy and her husband Camilo. I had never seen these two people before, never met them before. They go to this church, I go to this church, never seen them. So here comes Cindy and Camilo to the small group, glad to have them, you know. They're a lovely couple. And during the, before we get started into the small group topic, we always go around the room and talk about what our prayer needs are. My prayer need was the same thing week after week after week. Please open a door of opportunity so Pam can get a job. And here's where Cindy comes in. Cindy looked at me and she said, "Have you ever applied to Deloitte?" Deloitte what? Deloitte, I'm from nonprofit, I don't know what's a Deloitte. "Check it out online, Pam." Okay, I checked it out online. I couldn't even understand what these people did. I mean, they had titles that I couldn't even relate to from the nonprofit world. But Cindy, she didn't stop there. She emailed me. She said, "Apply to this job." Okay, I open up the job and I see the description and I think, I've never done this before. Do I have the skills to do it? Probably, because of all the other skills I've acquired, but I've never done this before. So I applied. I got a, again, "Thanks, but no thanks." Okay, I papered my living room with those types of responses through the 14 months. Okay, I told Cindy, I said, "You know, I'm sorry, they rejected my resume." She said, "Let me do some internal networking." Couple weeks later, she sends me another email. "Apply to this job." It's the same job. It's the same job. There's no difference. All right, but I don't ever let a window of opportunity go by. Pam applies to the job. All right. A week later, ring, ring. "Hey, we'd like to interview you." I'm thinking, they didn't read my resume. Something's wrong. But before I go any further, I want Cindy to chime in, because she had a thought during this small group when they offered a prayer to me for my situation of unemployment. And this part is important.
So I've been going to small group for, 8 or 9 years maybe. And I've had the privilege of being in at least a small group all this time at the Bechtel's home, which I'm so thankful for them and their family. They're very special to us. And Elise decides she's going to go on sabbatical, so what am I going to do that semester when she has no small group? And so I'm looking around, and I ask Ellie, "Which one are you going to do?" And she's like, "Oh, we're going to go to Floyd's house." And I'm thinking, honey, that's great, because we need to meet more people outside of our small group. You know, we should kind of interact with the others. And so we go to Floyd's lovely home with Craig and meet Pat and Pam. And so I'm sitting next to Ellie, and right away, the tone is very different from Elise's small group, right? So Pam is leading it. She's very serious. You know, Elise is a little bit more, you know, let's let the flow kind of direct us. You know, Pam is very structured. So I'm a little intimidated, like, okay, maybe we'll just keep to ourselves a little bit, see how this goes. And Pam opens up with her prayer need, and immediately, I saw this picture in my mind, which was of Beth, our missionary at the time, in Kenya, with these beautiful little kids. We've shown that picture many times. And it came to mind, and immediately I thought, God, this is you working, because I know you're going to get her a job at my company that does, like, everything under the sun, because when I recruit her, I'll get a bonus, and I'll be able to give that to Beth, to those kids. So I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know how or when. And I was just very persistent, and I knew that, you know, it was God working, you know, through me, through the small group, that we were going to be able to kind of have this story to share. And so I'm just very proud of Pam to be able to share this because it's just, it's very important, and we've shared it internally at our work, and I'm so thankful that we're sharing it now at church.
So within a month after the first phone call from the recruiter at Deloitte, I walked into a new job. After 14 months of networking, I went to a small group, was introduced to a couple that I'd met for the first time, a small group that I didn't want to be leading. Keep that in mind, right? That I did not want to be leading. There I was, walks in Cindy and Camilo, and 1 month later, I was walking into a new job after 14 months of doing everything else that the world said I should be doing. And I just want to praise God and praise all of you, because I know so many of you were praying for me behind the scenes that I didn't know about until after I got the job. I had faces coming up to me constantly and saying, I was praying for you, and I'm thinking, who are you? I didn't know you even knew I was unemployed. There is power in prayer, and when you get multiple people praying for you, God works his handiwork, and he works it through the most unexpected places ever. So thank you to this church. Thank you, Pastor Dave, for all your wonderful messages during that time, and thank you for some extra time on the mic.
Sure. Thanks, Pam. I keep telling you, circles are better than rows. So get in a circle. Craig.
Hi, I'm Craig. I play bass here. I did not come in this morning with something to be thankful for. I've been struggling all week with something very insensitive that was said to me on Monday, and it's been all that I could think about. I've been driving my wife nuts because I keep bringing it up all the time because I can't think about anything else. Well, the Lord spoke to me this morning through what David said about a single circumstance, and that is what I'm thankful for. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Brooke, and I think that there's a lot to be thankful for. I'm specifically thankful for this church because I think a lot of people here know that, like, when I was, like, just even a few years ago, I kind of grew away from it, and I started going to other places and meeting new people. And this year we had Lex and Jessica come, and they kind of brought me back here, and I started coming more. I've come a few times now, where last year I went maybe once or twice to youth group. And I'm thankful for Pastor David, who's known me for who knows how long and has dealt with me for a long time. He's a great pastor, and I think our church is lucky to have him. The rectors, who've been my church family for a long time as well, and everyone else here, I think that a lot of our church family is a very tight-knit community, where other places I've been, their youth group is like 60, 70 people, and like no one's really that close, but it's a smaller condensed group here, which is nice in some ways in the sense of everyone knows everyone almost. And I think it was Miss Susan who brought up, I know most, and she said early in the first service, I know most of you and I think most of you know me, which I think is nice because I think I know almost everyone in here from meeting them at some point or another. And I'm thankful for this church and for everyone who's just helped me because I've been all over the place in the past couple of years. And so I'm thankful for you guys and for our church and for Pastor David and for Mary Beth for helping me do tech stuff this year because I think that's really fun. And Miss Elise, who helped me with the children's ministry stuff last year and some this year, and for everyone else in here.
Hello, I'm John, and I did not plan on speaking today. And I talk a lot, generally like work and stuff, but I don't like standing in front of a microphone, but here we are. So, Meredith, my wife, said something to me last night, and it was talking about how you always, you know, like, how do you really know what God's plan is, and, oh, this part of God's plan, and that's kind of like a little bit of a hokey line. But that's always been the one thing that's kind of been the biggest driver of my faith. I don't know the best way to really describe it outside of it. Just seems like things work out, and then it's very odd how they do. Just a couple examples. So when I was 23, I was working for IBM and hating it. And they kept moving me on projects, and I wasn't getting expertise. I spent a year flying to Alabama every week, to Huntsville, Alabama. It's not a place for a 22-year-old. So signed a lease with some friends of mine and somebody I didn't know. Decided to stay in this house, and I get a call and says, hey, we need you in San Diego in 2 weeks. We're going to move you out there permanently. I'm 23 and get offered to go to San Diego. If any of you guys know me, I have some control issues. right, Floyd? Right, a little bit. Yeah. So that kind of turnaround's just not my thing. So I was like, you know what? Not gonna do it. The one roommate I didn't know was named Meredith. So yeah, we see how that worked out because now we're married. Things are just too perfect sometimes. I got staffed onto this project after bugging this project manager. Staffed with IBM, get a call one day from my client, said, hey, I know how much you make, here's how much I'll give you. I said, okay. Now I work for Customs and Border Protection, and I love it. And I've had a really great career path. You know, when Meredith got pregnant with Noah, it just happened that her dad got diagnosed with cancer, like right after that. But he got to know Noah for like, 7 months. You know, we tried for Ella for like a year. One time with Noah, So, things like that, it's too perfect. It's oddly perfect. And I know it's not by chance. So that's just very important to me. And, whenever I'm buying a house, buying a car, doing anything like that, it's just kind of, I try not to think too much about it because I do believe in God's plan. And that keeps me grounded. So that's all. Thanks.
Thanks, John. Got another couple minutes. Anybody else want to share? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Conrad, run to Mike. Go ahead, Conrad.
My name's David. I'm kind of new here. I've only been here a couple of times. And I'll be honest, I'm not one of those people that usually casts his feelings into words pretty easily. So excuse me if I get a little emotional every once in a while. I'm in the military. Been in the military off and on for about 20 plus years. Honestly, I kind of lose track after a while. Been overseas multiple times. The problem with that is a lot of people come up to the military guys and they say, thank you for your service. Thank you for everything you do. What they don't really kind of take into consideration is those that we leave at home. I got a daughter that's about, what is she, 25 years old now, Aramis? And we got two little ones that are back in the back right now. When I was in Afghanistan, it was kind of tough because Aramis told me one time that our 9-year-old now had come up to her and said, I'll go to Afghanistan and I'll see, just so I can see Daddy. Those types of times are when it's really tough on a deployment. I'm thankful today for what God has given me. I truly am grateful for my family. I don't think that the family gets enough credit, especially for us military guys. I'm thankful for my girls, all three of them. I can't even imagine what my life was like before I had my family. But most importantly, because I know I wouldn't have any of it without the fact that God blessed me with my wife. She's been through so much, and she does not get enough credit for everything that she does. And I want to make sure that I take the time to thank my wife for everything that she does and to let her know that I am truly thankful for her. She is by far the most important person in my life. Thanks.
Thanks. Conrad.
Okay, I guess I can stand up here for a little while. As you can see, I'm very thankful to be here, and this is because of my daughter Karen, and I have another daughter Laura. Both of them enabled me to be able to survive. I'm retired. I'm considered here probably to be elderly, but in Westminster, I'm considered a youngster because I'm 80 years old, and most of the people are longer there. I'm thankful for this church because this is a place where I can really be and people can, I can relate to them. I'm hearing the word of God. I'm hearing the ministry that this church is doing throughout people. I've always felt that was very strong. And I'd like to and urge all of you to be as part of a small group, if you are not already. I've led small groups and taught other people to do small groups for 30 years, so I believe in them. Two things are very important. One is your relationship with the Lord and how that's been encouraged in your small group, and the other is your relationships with one another, particularly relationships with one another. This is what will be able to encourage you through very tough times. This is the way you'll be able to grow and very strongly. Last thing I did, I had a small group with pastors in New York, and that was a wonderful time. And when I left, they got together and prayed for me, and I had a bad shoulder at that time, but immediately when they prayed, the shoulder got better. So this is the Lord who's still doing things maybe in your lives and your situations that you would think he would never be able to do. And this is all something that your small groups can do in praying for one another, to seeing the Lord work according to your prayers for one another and how he is important in your life. And so I guess these are the things I have to say. I thank you very much for this church. I'm a resident of Westminster in Woodbridge, so I don't get here about once a month, but I'm very thankful to be here and very thankful to see the kind of church, the kind of messages I hear from the pulpit. And so I guess that's my story for this time.
Thanks, Conrad. Anyone else?
I'm Bob Peterson. I have ALS. That's Lou Gehrig's disease. Everybody dies, and everybody that has ALS has a pattern that lasts 2 to 5 years and 6 months of running. But what I've learned from this church is you got to find a prayer in the Bible that David reads so good every Sunday. And the prayer that I like the best is Psalm 23. I mean, it's hard to understand me, but it's the verse that I like is the fourth verse that says, "Yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff are with me, and they comfort me." That's the prayer that I got to say. Is everybody dies and everybody's got to have a prayer to get to heaven. And that's what I know.
Thanks, Bob. You know, I would say to Bob that I've watched a lot of people get a lot of diagnoses like he's got. I've never seen anybody who have accepted it with the amount of grace that you have and with the amount of faith that you have. So props to you.
You came by and it meant a lot to me. Good. And I tore down that little house in the front of the place.
That's right. Thanks, Bob.
Remember that.
Yep. Thanks, Bob.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Vanessa, and I'm here with my family, my husband, Jorge, and our kids, Henry and Elizabeth. And I think that, you know, when Pastor David says to say something, why we're thankful, there are just so many things that we should be thankful for. I always tell my kids that God not only gives us what we need, but also what we want, many times what we want. And that's an amazing thing. And I am first thankful, so thankful for my children because they're such a blessing to me. And I think that our kids just in general are the future, and we have to pour so much love and respect and just teach them the ways that we want the world to be. And I'm thankful for everyone that invests in our young people because they are the future. When I was growing up, my grandma used to tell me that there are three things that I should always be thankful for. One was life, to be given life. The second one was health. And the third one was to have a job. Because as long as you had those three things, you were going to be okay. And I feel that that's something that I always try to tell my kids, that those three things are really important. And then the last thing I would say that, you know, parenthood is hard, as many of you know. So my husband and I are trying to figure that out. We now have a 12-year-old and an almost 14-year-old. So we're just sort of trying to navigate those waters. And our mothers, for my husband and I, are also getting older. So that also has its own set of challenges. So we're trying to be good children, but also be good parents, which sometimes is hard. But I'm just very thankful for, and the last thing I would say is to be living in this community and also in this country. I think we don't appreciate how incredibly blessed we are to have the freedoms and opportunities and just the quality of life that we have every day. And we have such a responsibility to take care of it. So very, very thankful this year again to God and to everyone here that does its best to live a good life and a Christian life. So thank you.
Thanks, Vanessa.
My name is Mark, my wife Casey, my dad here from Texas, Frank. About a year ago, we bought a house, we renovated it and for 6 months. And all the horror stories you hear about renovating a house, we went through none of them. It was just a long process. And when we were looking at pictures yesterday, we realized there's no way we could have done this. How is that possible? I don't have that kind of skill. But somehow we managed to get through the whole process, and the house is amazing, and we love it. But as we were going around the table asking, as my wife knows, I'm super picky. So this process probably could have been done in 4 months, but it lasted 6 because I wanted it just my way. And when we were going around the table with my 7-year-old, children bring a lot of insight into what life is about. My 7-year-old said, I'm thankful for our house. And so later I asked him, why? You know, why are you so thankful? And he goes, this is where my family is. And so all the things we went through about trying to make it perfect. I don't know why I'm crying. It's really just a home for us, and it's a big deal for us. I'm just thankful for my family, and the opportunity we've had in the last year has been amazing. And of all the things we wanted to do to make this house perfect, it really just was some place for our family. And that really opened my eyes to how lucky we are and all the opportunities we have. And again, leave it to a 7-year-old to make me cry in church. But it really was, I appreciate it. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for our family. I'm just thankful for the opportunities we have, because we look around and 6 months of renovation, really, we're lucky to have it. I mean, we're lucky to have that opportunity to make a home for our family. So I'm thankful for the church. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wife. But really, every day, it's just the little things that make us, that we should be thankful for. And I was trying to make it perfect, but all it needed to be was a home. So thank you.
Thanks, Mark. And thank you all. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being Wendy. One more time. One more. We'll wrap up with this one.
Sorry. Okay. So I'm thankful for my children, and I'm thankful my uncle's here from Massachusetts. He's almost 80, but he came down here to spend Thanksgiving with us. My mother passed away 4 years ago in November. My aunt passed last year, and I'm just really happy that he came down here to spend the holiday with us.
Thanks, Wendy. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to have our worship team come and lead us in our song of response this morning. God, we just thank you for just an opportunity just to recognize you in our lives. And for some of us, that's recognizing this church as your presence in our life. Others, it's recognizing the people you put in our lives. Some of the circumstances that you worked out in our lives reflects you being in our lives. And so we just thank you for that. And I just thank you for those who have shared parts of their story this morning with us and have encouraged all of us along the way. And God, I pray for the folks who are here this morning who are in just really good places in their life and things are just going really, really well. And I just thank you for that. And I pray that they would just recognize your grace in all of that. And then I pray for those of us we're just struggling with things that are very real and very difficult. And again, I pray, like Paul said, that somehow in the midst of all that, we would recognize that we can still have joy. And we can still have thankfulness because of what you've done for us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and sing.